Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
A new tradition is coming back to Oklahoma City, bringing over 9,000 head of the most elite cattle genetics North America has to offer. Cattlemen and women from 46 states and several Canadian provinces will be displaying cattle that'll fit any ranching operation. With more than 20 sales taking place in Oklahoma City, the opportunities are endless to better the genetic future of your herd. The Cattlemen's Congress has quickly become the largest cattle show in the world, so join us January 1st through the 16th in Oklahoma City. Learn more at cattlemenscongress.com.
Good afternoon. The live cattle and feeder cattle futures were under significant pressure with February live cattle down $1.10 at 137.82. The April lives $1.52 lower, settling at 142.67. The June live cattle down $1.10 at 137.65. The feeder cattle were sharply lower, $4.50 lower. But we finished January at $3.57 lower at 162.67. The March feeders down $3.17 at 166.35. April's 270 lower at 169.77. The May's down 212. The August down $1.22. So sharp sell-off across the live cattle and feeder cattle futures on the second day of the week, second day of the year. You know, the sell-off really started yesterday in the last 5 or so minutes. They were 10 or 20 lower and ended up 60, 70, 80 lower. So that brought in some weakness and carried over into today. There was a lot of speculation that one of the causes was the sell barns yesterday opening back up for the new year after the holiday season. You know, Oklahoma City was called lower. So that of course, didn't help the futures market. The cash index is somewhere around 165.35. That was as of yesterday's index. So we're below that now. We had been above it. Now we're below it in the January feeders.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment. Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes for Union Mutual Insurance. Union Mutual has been serving the insurance needs of farmers and ranchers since 1938. That's 83 years of protecting rural Americans, providing town and country, poultry house, and legacy rural actual cash value policies. With 300 agents to serve you, it's time to take a good hard look at Union Mutual Insurance Company. For the agent nearest you, go to unionmutualic.com or give them a call 405-286-7703.
Well, grain markets surged higher. Across the board, we had corn 20 cents higher in March at 609.5. May's were up 18.5 at 609.5. July's up 16.75, 606.5. So really strong corn market. Bean market, same thing, 18 to 34 higher. January soybeans up 34.75 at 1378. March is up 34.25 here at 1389. May's 1397, and the highest month it looks like is July at 1401.75. Now, I actually think that it went higher back in the summertime, back in June. So these are the highest times since last summer. Back in June, the July contract on, it looks like on about June 11th, went up to 1428.75. So another 28 cents to reach those previous highs. Wheat tagged right along with it. July Kansas City up 12.5 at 801.5. The conditions yesterday for the Oklahoma and Kansas wheat crop, they do them monthly. The regular crop progress reports start again in April, but the monthly report for Oklahoma and Kansas was drastically lower, like half in the good to excellent category. So the Oklahoma winter wheat crop, 20% good to excellent, was 48% in November. Kansas was 33, and it was 62 in November. So that drought's really starting to show up.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involve substantial risk of loss and is not suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.